Ah, good morning, audio booers. It is old Bobby Lou here, out for a lovely Saturday morning walk. Just had a suddenly, I don't know why it made me think I should do an audio boo about this, but I've just been laughing hysterically as my wife's dog, as I refer to him, Joey, the lurcher, who is now about 9 months old, just met two of his pals, who are deer. Now, the deer don't fully understand that they're his pals, but he thinks they're just other dogs that can do fast running. So I've just watched him run across an open field with his pals, like a dog running with a load of other dogs, all wagging its tail and jumping up and down. Very, very amusing to watch. But what I'm doing while I'm out on my walk, in fact, while I was in the middle of, when the dog went bananas like that, he didn't catch any deer, by the way, no animals were hurt making this audio boo, because he didn't know what to do with them. He wouldn't have known what to do. He's only a kid, really, but he's just an enormous, long-legged kid who is very annoying, and he belongs to my wife. He's not my dog, but I have to take him for walks. So I'm talking on Monday to a load of school children at an engineering conference, a school's engineering conference, which is very exciting, and I'm very proud and pleased to be taking part. And I've just been going over in my head the things I want to say, and one of the things that suddenly came up, which really struck me rather profoundly, and I'll try it out on you and see what you think, is that when I was sort of 18, 19 years old, and I knew drama students and people who are studying the dance and the mime, they were the most expressive and wonderful people to spend time with. They were full of joy and life and love and flexibility and excitement, and they were fascinated by everything, and they wanted to read voraciously. And at the same time, I knew some engineering students, because I've always been torn between those two worlds. I've always been a little bit arty and fascinated by engineering. So it's always been a curse, because, you know, I'll be mincing along with all my arty mates doing mimes and putting on makeup and costumes, and then over the road there's a guy working on a motorbike, and I go and talk to him because I'm interested in what he's doing. I don't know if any of my other men have experienced that particular dichotomy. Anyway, at the same time, I knew all these wonderful expressive mime artists and actors. I knew some engineering students who were generally, one, very drunk in the bar, two, swearing and not really able to have relationships with women, three, very nerdy and closed off and emotionally blocked up, you know, and it wasn't attractive. I'll be honest, it wasn't attractive at the time. You thought, well, that poor man, he's a nutter. But jump forward 20, 25, 30 years, where are the actors? Well, one or two of them are famous, and you've heard of them, of that wonderful, expressive crowd of wonderful, joyous thespians and comedians and mime artists. One or two of them are famous. 99% of them now work in catering or insurance sales, or I don't even know. I don't know what they do. They don't do acting or mime. What do all the engineering students do? They have a brilliant, exciting, fantastic career in engineering, which they love. And when I meet them now, they're absolutely, they look 10 years younger than me. They're full of joys of exploring different technologies and new mapping systems. And, you know, they're full of stuff. They're absolutely on fire with enthusiasm and excitement. And that's what I want to communicate to children who are considering toying between engineering and drama. The drama's good. I'm not trying to slag off doing acting and shit. It's a good actor is an amazing achievement and an amazing skill. But we need one actor to every, say, 400,000 to 500,000 engineers. You know, one actor is fine. Yeah, go on, do acting. That's good, and that helps humanity. The rest of you, can you fix the world, please? I suppose that's the gist of what I want to say. Don't know. What do you reckon? Leave me a message on... I don't know if you can leave... I don't know. I don't know how anything works. I need an engineer. Boo-boo.